extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, only food ordering app you need.
First breakfast food of the year. Welcome
Yay.
Back.
Hello, thank you.
How are you, Natalie?
Pretty sleepy.
Yeah.
This is the earliest I've been up in a month.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I just
good
went back
going.
To work yesterday, so.
Managed to extend that summer feeling.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You've been enjoying the weather?
I have. It's been beautiful.
Have you been cooking up a storm?
I have, kind of.
The real questions, Tess, and then with the realness.
I've been hungry for months.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything in a month. No, I have been cooking a little bit. I've been eating out a little bit as well. It's just been dreamy.
Nice.
Yeah. Today I wanted to talk about some tomatoes because I have been cooking a lot with tomatoes since they're so beautiful at the moment.
Is now the time that if you planted a tomato plant that they're... You've got heaps and you're giving them away to everyone?
My flatmate had heaps and my other friend who lives, you'd think, in a far more bountiful area. I live right by a motorway, so the tomatoes were just like too many on the plant. And my other friend who lives on Waiheke and beautiful soil, she had one.
Oh.
A yield of one.
Oh, that's a bit grim.
Gosh. I wonder what that's about. Maybe it's like the plant sends out heaps of fruit because it's really struggling in this environment.
I must procreate because this air is so filthy.
I think they're just starting to come in now. My mum grows tomatoes every year. She lives in Raglan. It's pretty dreamy. You go down there maybe mid to late Feb and all the windowsills in the house are just covered in all these tomatoes that she's ripening.
She grows them inside the house?
No, she brings them in at their peak, brings them in and then ripens them on the windowsill.
Oh, what a glorious
sight. It's really dreamy.
Sight.
It's dreamy.
Does the house smell all nightshady and lovely?
Like other things? No. But yeah, there's always a glut, and so we've got to think of lots of delicious ways to use them up. So I've got a couple of recipes. One was something that I've made lots over the summer because it's very easy. My friend Brody's sister Annabelle, she brings this to dinners sometimes, and it's a favourite. My partner is always talking about it. She's like, let's make this. And she's not a big tomato fan.
So there you go.
Yeah. What it is, it's a baked feta with tomatoes.
Yum.
Delicious.
It's very easy. It's hardly a recipe. So what you want to do, turn the oven on to 180 and you get a baking dish, two blocks of feta. You could use goat or cow, it doesn't really matter. Pop them in, cut up some tomatoes and kind of... you'd probably want a kilo to take to a dinner party or something.
Mm.
You could use cherries, vine tomatoes, whatever you got. Yeah, a mix. You just cover it in olive oil, some garlic cloves. I'll just keep them whole. And some herbs, whatever you want, really, like rosemary, thyme, work really well. And you just kind of, and salt and pepper, obviously, and you just bake that in the oven for maybe 30 minutes.
Yum.
Until the tomatoes are blistered.
Yum.
And the feta has like a little golden crust.
Yum.
And it's kind of melty, but still.
That sounds delightful.
And kind of saucy.
And do you just attack that with crusty bread?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's
a delicious, very quick side dish.
Yum. Yeah,
especially if you have a bounty of tomatoes and don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. And it's kind of also quite an impressive dish.
Yeah.
That is very easy.
Yeah,
so,
I feel like if I bought baked feta somewhere, my friends would be like, whoa.
What a flashcard.
Yeah. And the other recipe that I have is for a pasta, because I think, you know, when I think tomatoes, I also often think pasta as well. And this one's a Rachel Roddy recipe. She writes for The Guardian, and she's also an author of a couple of cookbooks as well. She lives in Italy. This one is pasta con doppia salsa, which is a double tomato pasta.
So what do you have to do to the tomatoes before they hit the pasta?
Okay, so there's two sauces for this one. So there's a raw tomato and a cooked tomato sauce.
Oh,
you kind of layer it up. So you get kind of the best of both worlds.
Mm.
You want about 500 grams of pasta. I think this is for maybe four people. 500 grams of ripe tomatoes, and you want to take the skin off those. You guys know how to do that?
No.
You put them under the grill, right? And then you kind of pinch them off.
Yeah, you could do that. You can also just do a little cross on the bottom of the tomatoes and drop them into boiling water for about 30 seconds. You can keep that water to cook your pasta in as well. And then so you put the you take the tomatoes out, put them into cold water, and the skin just kind of peels back.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It's a little bit of extra effort. You can leave the skins on if you're lazy like me. 500 grams ripe tomatoes, chop them up, peel them, a can of tomatoes, some olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic, some dried chili, and some oregano. You kind of just fry the garlic in the olive oil, chuck in the tomatoes, cook it down for a little bit. And then you make your raw sauce, which is about 300 grams of tomatoes. I'll use cherry tomatoes for this because they're nice and sweet. Some olive oil and fresh basil and salt, and you just mix that, leave it aside, cook your pasta, and then cooked sauce on the bottom, some pasta, the fresh sauce, and then you keep layering in the plate.
Oh.
And you would put parmesan.
Like a lasagna almost.
Yeah, but you'd use like penne pasta or something.
Yeah, right.
But I guess, and then you mix it together anyway when you're eating it.
Yeah.
But yeah, finish with fresh basil and parmesan.
This sounds delicious.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, very summery, light, fast.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
That's all I got. The other thing I have is a slice of tomato on hot buttered toast.
Yes. I was going to say, I actually had this when I was camping. We had had a piece of toast and a piece of tomato and salt and pepper.
Oh, glorious.
And I was like, what's this going to be like?
If it's a fresh, acidic, flavorful tomato, then it's the best.
Yeah,
it's
the best. Way more delicious than I was expecting.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, it's heaven. Yeah.
So use your tomatoes.
Use your tomatoes.
Sorry to all of you listening that are not friends of the nightshade family.
Fruit.
Yeah, we'll have something better for you next week. And they are fruit, right?
Even though
we consider them vegetables.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's great to talk about food again, especially when I haven't had breakfast yet. We'll sort that out. Cheers, Natalie.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.